Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Three Fat Truckers. I'm Bill. Joining me are Dave.
How you doing today?
Steve.
How we doing, people?
And Malia.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, episode 65, recorded on Friday, August 23rd, 2024.
Wow.
Show notes 65. Are linked in the description. What do we got, guys?
Hey, how you doing? How's everybody's week been? Welcome back.
So
there's still four of us.
This week was fine. Last
yeah,
week
Yeah, I
was...
did. I did.
Go ahead.
I did not lose Malia in West Virginia. There is a bunch of hillbillies watching her. I'm going to tell you right now, she's got all her teeth, and it's hot commodity over there. But yeah. No, all joking aside, we had a great time over there. I want to thank Carrie. That's the head of the president of the association over there for the historical trucks that hosted the show. He welcomed us with open arms over there, and Dave put out quite a few videos that he kept sharing and stuff, getting a little more publicity for him. So yeah. We had lots of fun down there. There's lots of nice trucks. Took a drone down there. We got some aerial footage. I think it gave us a little more perspective on some things down there, a little better view on things. I thought it would come out pretty good. What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, it turned out pretty good. I got to play with it a little bit and learn how to break it up and mix it up. And I got a kick out of seeing the prizes when they do the 50-50 drawing. They actually have one for the kids, one for ladies, and one for the men.
The women,
for
yep.
everybody. And it was kind of neat seeing them. Got to throw them up on the old interweb, too.
I don't know if you got the picture. I think Ari took a quick picture of it. I had one, but I don't know if I sent it to you. They had a they were doing an auction for a chandelier that one of the guys made for him down there. And it was a chandelier made out of an aluminum Alcoa wheel, half of it. And it was pretty cool looking, but they were raffling that off to build funds for their chapter down there to raise money and stuff. Or
so not there's raffling, a light up the auction down the road.
No, it hangs from the ceiling. It was an actual with like that. It was like half of a rim, like cut in half. The face, like you would polish up and make all fancy on your truck, that's the part that faced down with a bunch of lights all the way around. It's pretty cool looking.
That would be
I'll
awesome.
Have to see if I can find a picture of it, or maybe Eric's got one. We can send
yeah, I think I sent
there.
It to Dave. I can want me to send it now to you guys?
Well, yeah, you can send it to me, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I see
yeah,
it.
It turned out pretty good. The picture did. I was surprised.
Well, the pictures we get, I'd like to get those put on our actual website too. That way.
Yeah.
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 We got I thank you guys
but
for going down there.
Quite a few trucks down there.
It's even though all of us can't make it, it's kind of nice that we got representatives there. I managed to go to the gas and steam Saturday morning, and got some shots of some old harvesters and stuff and threw up there too this weekend. So it's good to us to
well,
get
I
out.
I did realize Portland's got their steam engine show going on.
Yeah, I know. I was going to go today, but...
I talked to a guy this morning, and he said that something about that. I'm like, oh, man, that thing is cool to watch, all them old...
Yes.
The old one-poppers, you know, steam engines, and...
That's what they were doing
there. Thrashers and all. Yeah.
That's what they were doing last weekend. Well, I was told to go down there because I'm looking for signs for the new studio, and they say I would be able to find what I'm looking for down there. That was one of the reasons I wanted to get down there because I talked to one of the vendors in New Haven. So, but yeah.
I'll tell you what, them old steam engines, when they're running, you think they're not running because you hear pop and it takes forever for the next one to, where it lobes and pops again. You're like, I thought that thing shut off.
Yeah. They got a governor. It has slowed down so much and then it goes pop and speeds back up. Look at old Bill sitting back there just having a good old
just
day.
Just chilling.
I like being able to kick back and just listen sometimes.
So, yeah, boys and girls, if you haven't noticed, Steve's on remote today. That's why he's got a little different background, and he's up here almost visiting us, all of us up here from come out of the hills.
Yeah, not too far.
Yeah, we get him out of the hills now and then. So
this hotel, the Wi-Fi is I'm too far from it.
You think he lives in the hills? Like...
He lives in a holler.
Oh, I do. I live on a hill.
Wow,
on a hill. You do. On a mine.
His road, his porch is so close to the highway. When he calls me, I'm like, go to the back of the house.
That's not my porch. That was a porch at another house.
Oh, that wasn't yours?
Yeah, he doesn't live in West Virginia where the houses are like right on the road.
Yeah.
No, there's something like that down there, though.
Yeah, in Kentucky.
On cinder blocks.
Yeah.
That way the turkeys can run underneath.
There's no cinder blocks. They're all up on wood blocks down there.
I get to go to the middle of Louisiana next week.
Oh, that is cinder blocks.
A lot of two
rooms. Give me some gator tail.
Some of that soup.
Heck yeah.
Some of that gator gumbo.
You watch that one dude on Facebook or Tic Tac. The old stale cracker. That guy, Steel Cracker, where he's always cooking Cajun food, and he's got a gator tail.
Yeah. He's pretty funny.
He's got a holster on his belt that holds like a six-pack of beer as he's cooking, he's drinking.
So you don't have to leave the pot.
Cook some serious stuff on there, too.
Oh, he
that's
throws
almost
a
old,
8 pounds of hamburger.
He's almost old school because I used to have the plastic baseball hat that had the six-pack holder and a straw on it. I had one of them.
Mine only had two. I didn't have six. I had one six-pack.
Wow.
Was that a modification or did it come that way?
No, it come that way.
Oh, that's why your neck's so strong now.
Well, that must be. And they were tall boys, so.
So, Malia, what'd you think of the truck show?
Oh, I thought it was pretty neat. I liked the truck that the gentleman had the lights made on top. I forget his name.
The Bulldog?
Tom. That was really neat.
He had that 1950 Mac.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know if you got his interview up or not. He tells, everything was not working that day. When I started with one, I went to video and the microphone was off. Got to him, microphone was off, did it again, and my remote control didn't work for the phone. And I did it again, and everything worked. I had stuff because I was using my phone for the drone. So I had to put it on airplane mode, and it disconnects everything. It won't let nothing run but that drone. And I didn't turn it back on, so I couldn't use my remote control. I couldn't get nothing to work.
And I came and saved the day.
He told me that story three times exactly the same.
He did.
I mean, he knows it. He knew it from heart.
And cut. Now let's try it again with your shirt off.
He was the fellow I think we had a picture of. He had the lawn chair out front there. Didn't even leave it with the gentleman's name on it that passed away. Yeah. A buddy of his from the year before.
His buddy was there last year. He was like 85,
and on the ride home, he said on the ride home, he didn't feel good taking the hospital, and he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So this last year was his last ride. He put a seat for him there and put a little sign in with his name and his... You know, when he was born and when he passed and stuff. So
something we ought to look at going again next year.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they really enjoyed all them
guys down there. They were really nice. You know, with this, it's a pretty good time.
Well, good.
Yeah, yeah.
So Malia ate in your restaurant, Dave.
Oh yeah. Oh wait a minute.
At the truck stop.
Yeah, she did.
Didn't you? You put pictures on there. You ate Mexican food or something there.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Was that there?
Oh, no, it wasn't at the truck stop.
I thought it was at truck stop.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Both of you talked about it, and I haven't heard. Biscuit World. Come on.
I seen it.
I passed 10 of them, Dave. On the back roads, there's one every little town.
Bill,
see, they let us. We should have went, Dave.
We should have went. They can't even go to the
biscuit. Send a mere lad.
Well, after I seen like the third one, I realized it's like a West Virginia Waffle House, right? Like, you know, our
chain. Yeah.
yeah, it's like our Waffle House.
You're making it sound even better.
When we first found out about it, there was a thing that told us where the locations were, and we're like, oh, we got to go. We got to go. Because they had these blueberry biscuits Bill found on the menu.
Yes.
And then
we did
when
a whole
I was driving
about
to the
that.
Truck show, I called Dave. I said, guess what? He's like, what? I said, I just seen the Holy Grail on the sign with this last exit. He's like, what's that? I said, it's the Biscuit World. He's like, no shit.
Nobody went.
Nobody went.
No.
I can't have him, so I wasn't going to stop and torture myself.
So,
I could have mailed you a dozen and had them ship them back to my house for $60 and ship them the other way for
right.
60.
It's like
shut up,
did he just ship me across 60?
Yeah,
yeah. It's not a gas can.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's the most expensive gas can in the world.
$120 gas can,
and it had the most miles on it without any gas in it.
Yeah, there's actually two of them in the box, so it's two gas cans. So that's the best part about it.
There?
Yes. So, Bill, how was your week?
Well, this week was good. Last week was shit.
He had a broke down truck.
Nothing broke down, huh?
This week, no.
Did they buy you a new truck yet?
No.
What are you talking about? Nothing broke down. Thought you went 2 days this week with no air conditioning.
That was last week, brother.
No, that was Monday this week. You.
He's like,
no, sir.
Okay.
He's blocking that stuff out of his mind, Dave.
Okay.
Well, no, because last week I was Monday night of last week, I had the air conditioning went out. And then later on in the week, the air compressor was pumping air into the coolant and coolant into the air. So I actually had coolant in my wet tank, which you'd think, well, that's what it's for, right? No, that's not what that's for. And I'd never heard of that before, but apparently.
And you did your training last week. You didn't do it this week.
No.
Training? What training?
You know, where you drive around Bobtail for 6 weeks, and if you don't jackknife, they give you a trailer. Training.
Oh.
Well, I think it's about time we need to let Bill do a little commercial break here.
Yeah, is it that time already? Oh, right.
Wow.
Well, when we return, more of this, that, the other, and maybe something else.
Yeah, we'll do some news when we come back.
Right on.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Back to live action. Missed you, folks.
Long time.
Boy, hopefully they don't cut us off this week. Like I run to the bathroom and back.
Hey, I'm going to pay real close attention this time because that kind of bothers me because
when you give them the break and then they don't use it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I literally have to. Okay, so when I upload these shows, I literally have to look at two waveforms on the screen, and then I can slide the lines to tell it where I want the pre-roll, the mid-roll. The pre-roll is the commercials you hear before anything starts.
He's talking about Reaper.
I was going to say.
Then you got the one in the middle, man. You know,
Mary Jane.
He ain't doing nothing, man. He's just chilling, man. It's all good, right?
No, Dave's not here, man.
Dave's not here,
man. Dave, where you been, man?
Dave went to get it. Dave's not back yet.
But and then there's a post roll, but the mid roll pays twice as much as the other two. It almost pays.
Shh.
It almost pays for our fancy Google account.
Shh.
Oh, what do we?
Oh, by the way,
you said the middle roll was that one's jelly filled.
Raspberry
jelly was just in town down in Indy last
Jelly Roll.
Yeah, he was down in there.
Right. I ain't into all that there newfangled music there, all them daggum old doing all that there running around on stage with that daggum old tattoos and everything on them. Are you done now?
Oh.
Did you hear the crickets, Dave?
Yeah.
You got crickets on that board, don't you?
And now the news.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, we're going into the news.
All the news that is news.
Yes.
Yeah, I got to throw my glasses on. I got to get my readers.
Don't look, Ethel.
And now,
it's like now I look like you guys. Look like the geezers on here. All right. Geezers.
She looked dead at you when she said that.
I was looking at Steve.
Okay.
All right. The trucker. He's like, what? Teamsters cry foul as government forces arbitration in Canadian rail dispute. By the Associated Press, August 22nd, 2024. Toronto. Both of Canada's major freight railroads have come to a full stop because of a contract dispute with their workers. An impasse that could bring significant economic harm to businesses and consumers in Canada and the U.S. if the trains don't resume running soon.
Yeah.
Now,
so
I know New Haven's not short on trains. Like, I stop there all the time. On...
they haven't affected you.
My son-in-law runs out of that yard.
Does he? It's like,
well, yeah.
Well, I guess Tuesday night.
All the time.
Tuesday night at 12 midnight, they shut her down. And what kind of threw me for a loop is I didn't realize the Teamsters did the railroad, but they do. They have their own rail line.
Yeah.
Which surprised me. So
I didn't think they did either because I knew all of the stories that came out of Chicago in the old days, and the reason why all of the viaducts are low was because the railroad union and the Teamsters were kind of at a cold war with each other, and the railroad was trying to block the freight lanes in and out and things like that.
Well, yeah, they wanted to haul the freight, not the trucks.
Yeah. So,
but that's called Teamsters Rail is where the story comes from out of Canada, but they shut down Tuesday night. At midnight, they went on strike, and the government wasn't doing anything at that point. And then all of a sudden, they realized that they're going to shut the economies down, and they kind of got a little freaky. So they made them go to arbitration to see if they could get something out of it. But we'll see.
Well, the article, and this article is short, to be sure.
I didn't put the whole article up.
I was going to say, it doesn't really make it clear that Teamsters are representing the railroad as such.
Yeah.
It's just in the title of the article that Teamsters cry foul, but I don't know why they would have anything to say about it. It would hurt some of their business just because of all the import export stuff that come off the railheads and that.
Well, there's two main rail systems that's in. I got the article up here where I got the whole story from, and Monday, August 29th at 10 a.m. actually is when the CIRB and what's the other one? The CNN Active, I guess it is, are the two main rail systems that run across Canada, and they both shut down together. So let's see if I can.
I thought the two rail systems was A and B.
They are at times.
They go to
well,
the
Canadians always say A. You know what I mean? They're A. A.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
True.
Well,
and I know we got Canadians to listen to us.
Do got we? Everything. We used to. I don't know.
Yeah, we do. Is it the truck
we
show?
Had
yeah,
Australians for a while.
Oh, God. Yeah, we had somebody in Ukraine there for a while.
Yeah. Right when the war
what
started.
What the hell were they thinking?
Well, let's sit in the basement. Let's see stupid truck drivers why they're bombing us.
We are listening to American truck drivers talking about life and truck stop in America. It's so good.
Okay. As far as trucking across seas, you see these videos, these Scana cab overs that these, I want to say Indian people or that variety.
Russian.
But no, they look like a friggin' 70s disco inside some of them trucks. The colors and the fringe and the tassels like the and the lights. And
the tassels are neat.
And they show them getting in them. I mean, and there's no dirt. I mean, it's like a white interior.
Yeah, they take their shoes off.
Put their slippers on.
He's talking about Europeans and making them into a discotheque on the inside.
Yeah, well, they do it down south. South America's real
but
big.
But they're always like a big one of them Scania cab overs, and it looks like you're going into a gymnasium in the back of the thing. As big, I mean.
Wow. For cab overs, they did know how to make them roomy. I'll give them
Kim
credit.
Kim needs a couple of them up there, I think, like that. For
you can't have, they're not legal in the U.S. because of the emissions on the motor.
Is that what it is? Yeah. They were hot when I was in Germany, and the way they were kind of set up in those days was you had the cab, and then you had a little bit of space behind the seats, but then the bed was kind of up above the seats, and then you had a little bit of storage space right behind the seat. You didn't have a lot of walking around space. But you also, trucking over there wasn't quite the same as it is here, because there's not as far to go unless you're driving from
England truckers.
From country to country, you know. Mm-hmm. But that being said, I was on the road.
Now, you were in Germany. Did they get them trucks like that out on the Autobahn and stuff, or is that strictly
going?
Yeah,
I drove.
Yeah, I mean, anything could drive on it.
I drove. What was it? One of them Brigadiers, 47 mph all the way from the French border to
GMC Brigadier.
Huh?
Did a
GMC Brigadier?
Yeah, 47 mph all the way from the French border to the ports of Bremerhaven. It took about 7 days. 47
Yeah, Mercedes go by you at 200 mph and look like a flash, doesn't it?
A lot of that's a little overstated, because their fuel prices over there were just ridiculous at the time. Americans were paying about 79 cents a gallon, as I remember at the time. And they were paying about $4.50 a liter. Now, there's about 3 liters to a gallon. The mark rate at the time was about $1.55 per dollar. So that figures up to what, like $7 a gallon, something like that?
Ooh.
Like it is here now.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I mean, but that was the late 80s, early 90s over there for them. So we've always kind of had it good, you know. So they would not drive that fast all the time. Now, that being said, if you were in the left lane, and you should have been. Their culture over there was way different. They had no tolerance for that bullshit. They would be on you. The thing they did at the time is they'd get on you and turn the left turn signal on. Mm. And that would be their little subtle way of telling you.
You want me to share the screen of a picture of one?
Of what?
Mm-hmm. One of the trucks you're talking about.
Yeah. Go ahead there.
You find one all decked out with the color stuff in it?
No, this is just a normal one, but this could be scary, me sharing pictures.
Right?
Share your screen.
What's this about to do? What's this
That's why I'm kind of sitting back and like, all right, let's see how this goes.
You're sitting back and watching the show, ain't you?
Let's see.
It's kind of nice.
And he's gone. There. And he's gone. He's still there.
I did it?
Wow.
Yeah, looky there.
Now, see, that it's interesting you brought that up, because that is... The curtain side trailers that are the most popular, because anything that's 200 years old here in the United States, it's like 1,000 years old over there. They have no space for anything. So most freight is loaded and unloaded from the side, oftentimes from the street. So that's actually the most common.
It's usually 12-year-old Indian kids that they.
Now, let me see if I can unshare it.
Get in there, Benji. Unload
that. Hey, I got it off.
Look at you. Mine.
Look at me. I'm learning.
He didn't hang up on himself.
Didn't blow up his computer.
Boy. Hey, bail that technology.
I ain't into all that daggum old computers and clickety click, 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 click. Thank you, girl. Dave.
Well, I've had to be.
Like Lisa, Dave ism.
Dave ism. Yeah, he's got a lot of Dave isms.
Hey, I'm the social network butterfly of this group.
Right? He is. I tell you what, I sent him all sorts of stuff to post, man, and he spliced it together, put music to it. I mean, it looked pretty good, like a professional. And he's like, Well, it took me 10 seconds on my phone.
Oh, bullshit. He's doing it, and he's talking shit about it. That's great.
I'll tell you what he put out, they look pretty good.
It does look good, and I'm glad. And
putting in the still pictures and chopping it up.
I found tools that help a lot.
But that's how it works, though. And
yes.
I'm happy because up to that point, I am sure everybody expected me to just do it.
Uh-huh.
You know? And
I wanted to share the screen. Bill. I'm like, I can do this too, Bill.
You can't do it if you don't get on the website.
Yeah, he don't.
Oh, we got a Facebook page? I didn't know that.
No, we had a Facebook.
Oh, we got TikTok?
Oh. Yeah. Wow, I have to go check it out. He actually did two videos this week. Two.
Mm-hmm.
He got on TikTok. And
oh, I've done four.
Four?
I've done four.
I've only seen two.
Because I did one today.
Sakes.
Yeah, I did one today telling everybody about tonight's show. Well, I said it like it releases on Sunday.
Sunday show.
Which, as everybody's
been, Sunday.
Time is hard.
TikTok, you'll pay for the whole TikTok. Seat, but you'll only need the
That's right. Dollar.
And it's only hard when you play
dollar
with it.
Beer. Oh.
God, whatever happened to them?
What happened to dollar beer?
Man, hold on. Do you remember being able to, and check your local listings, going to the ball game? They had Fort Wayne here, and they put that new stadium in. The old stadium used to have, like, on Tuesdays, $1 beers, $1 hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You go there and spend $20 on beer and $20 on hot dog, and it was a great day.
That's a lot of hot dogs. I remember going to the movie theater on Tuesday night and getting $1 popcorn and $1 drink, but they're the little dinky ones. But you just buy three of them, and that's more than you can drink anyways.
No. Over in Huntington at that one theater, even nowadays, the regular sit-down theater, they used to have free pop refills and 25-cent popcorn refills no matter what size.
See, that's how you do it.
But the first popcorn costs you $15.
Yeah.
it's full price, but yeah, it ain't that bad. I mean, no.
I mean, popcorn's like a dollar.
It ain't hardly worth going to the movies anymore.
But there's nothing like movie going popcorn, to the movie. Dude.
No, my favorite movie popcorn was that dollar theater. That dollar theater in Coventry used to be the best popcorn in town. A lot of people
if you get all the pubic hair out of it, yeah.
Oh, God, I get that in my mouth everywhere I go. Did you see the floors in that place,
dude? Yeah, it was nasty. Well, they did not.
It was dirty. I mean,
you were getting the dollar movie. Yeah.
Yes.
I was picking the girls up somewhere else and taking them there. Telling me I could have skipped the middleman.
So you were the one putting hairs in the popcorn. I suppose you had the bucket and you cut out the bottom and set it on your lap. Door, just go ahead and eat all you want.
Reach in there and get that popcorn.
Hey, well,
oh,
let's
look,
bob
there's
for
a hot
apples.
Dog in there too. Gosh,
jeez, you guys!
I'll
are
tell
so,
you what, you Dave. The worst thing is that salt would burn your pecker. I tell you right now.
I know. Just
you got to take the fleas with the dog, Steve.
Is that what it is? Speaking of dogs, Malia, what's this next story? See how we segued into that? Or are you saving that for the next show?
It was.
That's for the next show. But
never
we can
mind, Malia. Don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about.
But she would like to. Well, no, we were going to segue.
Stay tuned
and we got a
for
whole,
the next episode, folks. Yeah.
The next episode.
There's going to be some dogs.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Don't forget your popcorn.
Well, I tell you what, a half-hour show, man, if an hour show went by fast, a half-hour short, it's like we're not doing nothing.
Fly.
We ain't doing nothing.
Like, yeah, what do we got left? Like about 5 minutes?
Everybody's still
on
those.
Obviously, no content.
I guess. I'm looking at the clock, and we got a minute and a half.
Well, okay.
So we got any more shows coming up here, guys? I started to get on.
You said Fort Lauderdale, but man,
that's
February. But
we got invited to go down to the truck show in Fort Lauderdale.
Just another expensive one, though. Too.
Well, that's also a vacation too. If we're going to Fort Lauderdale, I'm doing more in the truck show. I'm taking a week.
Well, I just do not want to see you in a Speedo, Dave. I'm sorry.
They keep pushing me back in the ocean every time I wear it.
I'll bring my Borat banana hammock one, mankini.
I mean, it's like he's needing air, pushing back in the water.
Air.
We ought to open it. We ought to start a Patreon page and like do like a drive for charity or something.
What, three fat trucker bikinis?
Well, yeah. If we could do it backwards, where if we don't raise like $2,000, then
you're gonna see
all of us in a
speedo. There's them sickos that'll say, "Don't donate, fellas. Don't want to see that guy look like." Right.
Then you're gonna have the people like, you know what? It might be worth it to see Malia put one on.
Put his speedo on? Is that what I'm supposed to wear?
Be like the old sling bag. Hey, I got me some walk around motor and get me some of them biscuits and mustard.
You got any French fried taters?
Biscuit World, hook you up.
There you go.
All right, kids. We'll be back in a week. Until then, I've been Bill.
And this has been your lonesome, hearty social network queen, Dave.
Queen. We're queen now.
Hey.
Hi.
It's Malia.
Thanks for stopping by, everybody. Have a good week. Thanks.
We'll see you, folks.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.